Amen. It's funny because Chelsea just told me last week before we left to go to Oklahoma to those meetings, she said, I need a new air fryer. And so she was looking up to let me know what kind she wanted, and I was about to go buy it, but we left. Amen. Ain't that the one that you asked for? That's the exact one that she told me when she looked it up. Amen. Hallelujah. And I heard a minister a long time ago, he started off, he said, you know, everybody wants to start at the top of the ladder, but he said it's hard unless you can jump really high. You got to take each step. Amen. And so he said, you know, he started believing God. He said how he did it was he started off with $10,000. He said, thank you, God. Somebody will give me $10,000 in cash, check, or money order. Amen. And then he got up to $1 million. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what I've been doing for a while. And it just came to fruition. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So faith does work. Amen. Faith does work if we don't back up from it. So thank y'all. Thank y'all. Amen. But thank God. Holy Ghost helping us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That should just let everybody know that, look, first off, God is not a respecter of person. Say, God's not a respecter of person. What he'll do for me and Chelsea, he'll do for anybody else. Amen. As long as we believe him, he'll do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. We got some time. Y'all good to go a little bit? Amen. Took a little long on time. Sorry. Go over to Acts 3 real fast. Acts 3, we'll start about verse 1. I'll do it out of the King James. What am I doing with my water? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And by no means was I trying to brag on myself talking about I believe God for $10,000. Amen. It's been a process, trust me. Amen. But we got there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Say glory be to God. Because he really is the reason that we're able to get through be able to get through to some things that he's desiring for us to have. Amen. Because first off, he made this earth. Amen. And everything in it, right? And what'd he make it for? To do what, though? See, not just for us. See, people think it's just for us. Yeah, it's for us. But also, it's for us to enjoy. And that's the part we need to realize. We need to enjoy life. We don't need to go through life just grinding and running wide open all the time. We need to enjoy it. If God put it here for me to enjoy, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Acts 3, verse 1, it says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of what? Being the what? Ninth hour. Amen. I forgot to pray. I'm going to pray. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to gather around like believers and to feed our faith, Father God. The faith that you gave us, the measure of faith that you placed on the inside of each and every one of us, for us to develop it and to grow it. Hallelujah. And so we thank you, Father God, for your word this morning. I thank you, Father God, it'll come forward unhindered and unchecked by any outside force. But it'll accomplish everything that you have for it to accomplish, and it'll do everything that it needs to do. And Father God, I just ask you to make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths this morning that I didn't even plan on saying, but that will help not only the congregation as a whole, but also myself, Father God. And everybody that agreed said amen. 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 Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Next, please. And a certain man, say certain. Man, lame from his mother's womb, was what?
Carried.
Carried. I'd highlight that. Carried. Whom they laid what?
Daily.
What does that mean? How long was this? Turn over to Acts 4, verse 20. Turn over to Acts 4, verse 20, please. Yes, exactly what your Bible's saying. Go to 22. Here it is. For the man was what? So, now go back to Acts 3, please. I'd highlight that. Above 40 years. Amen. So I'd highlight that and make reference to it. That way I remembered how old the man was, right? Right? Amen. And it said, and a certain man, verse 2, lame from what? His mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily. Daily. At the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to what? Ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Right? So how long did this go on for? At least 40, yeah. Because you know when he's a baby and things, but at least 40. At least 35, we can say. Because it says above 40, so we don't know how far above 40 it was. So we'll say at least 40. Amen? So this is every day. Every single day. Day in and day out. No matter what's going on, he has to be carried because he can't do it on his own. He has to be carried. Amen. To the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Next, please. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. I would highlight seeing. I would make a very good note right there about that, right? Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. Next. And Peter doing what? Fastenings. Fastening. What does that mean? It means you're locked in on him and nothing's going to break your attention from what you're focused on. That's Ricky's definition. Fastening his eyes upon him with who? Said what? I would highlight that too. Because I thought the other verse just said, seeing Peter and John. Didn't it? Look at it. Go back to verse 3, please. Who doing what? Say seeing. Peter and John, about to go into the temple, asked an alms. Next verse. And Peter, fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, what? I thought he was. See, he was looking at him. But this is an everyday occurrence. He became accustomed to people telling him no. People telling him, you're no good. You don't have anything. Who do you think you are? Just rolling by. So he's just out there, just whoever kind of going by. Hey, alms. He's not focused because they've been telling him no every day of his life. Maybe a couple people or a few people will give him some alms, but they've been telling him no. So he's so accustomed to everybody telling him no that he's just kind of asking, throwing it out there, hoping it'll stick to something. And he said, Peter and John said, look on us. I thought he was. See, he was looking at them, but his expectation, the expectancy to actually receive something, wasn't there. That's why he had to kind of slap him and say, hey, look on us. And that really made him get his expectancy up. Now the next verse, please. And he gave what? Unto who? But doing what now? A lot of times we just throw things to God hoping they'll stick. But whenever we go expecting to receive. Yeah, amen. So he obviously wasn't expecting anything when, at the beginning. At all. Hey, alms, something, little help. Little help. I'm starving. Y'all throw anything at me? I'll take a penny. What you got? Got any food? Y'all bring any food? Can I have some food? Water? Something? Amen. So he was seeing everybody, but he was just so used to everybody telling him no that he could, he was just out there throwing words around at this point. Amen. Fastening. Oh, I wrote it down. It means fixed or hold in place. Direct one's eyes. Amen. Direct one's eyes, thoughts, etc., intently at. Intently at. Amen. So Peter obviously kind of had to slap him, right, to get him to really focus on, pay attention to what you're saying. Not only that, look at us. Don't look at us, but get your hope, which is an earnest expectation. If you turn over to Philippians 1:20, we ain't got time to go there. Write it down so you can look it up. It says hope is an earnest expectation. Amen. Because what's faith? Let's find out what faith is. Faith is what? The evidence of things not seen. So he knew that he wasn't going to receive anything, so he was just throwing it out there. And that's how a lot of people ask God for stuff. God, can I please, if you can do it, maybe, if you're able, can you help me out a little bit? I need this, I need that. Amen. But we don't have any expectancy behind it. We don't believe that God is actually who God says he is. We don't believe that God's actually able to do everything that he said that he can do. Amen. Amen. Maybe we should have stuck with offering. Moving forward. Amen. The lame man felt he had no other option than to be supported in his condition. He felt like he had no other option than to be supported in his condition. Amen. Verse 4, it says a couple of them. The King James says fastening his eyes in the King James, but the New King James, it says fixing his eyes. Amen. Most people don't make eye contact with beggars. Y'all ever notice that? Why? Because you don't want to have to talk to them or give them nothing. And a lot of people that say they're beggars aren't beggars, but that's moving forward. Amen. So now he's had to rely on this world system his whole life. Everybody's telling him no, so the world system's like, look, man, you're going to have to do how you can. I know you ain't ate for 5 days, but do your best, bud. Amen. And now Peter and John's coming up. You know, everybody else kind of not wanting to make eye contact moving forward, you know. And then all of a sudden they say, hey, silver, gold, something, a little bit of alms, anything, what you got? And Peter fixed his eyes on him. Fixed his eyes on him. Fastened them to him. To really make him pay attention and get the expectancy up to receive something. Hey, man. Then Peter, verse 5, please. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Amen. Next. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of who? Jesus Christ. Rise up and do what? Rise up and walk. Next, please. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received what? Next. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple. Walking and leaping and doing what? Praising God. Amen. I wonder I'm going to read, I wrote down a lot of stuff, so let me read it to y'all real fast. We're doing good. I wonder if he stretched out his, after he said, you know, which one translation does say that he stretched out his hand expecting to receive something. But I wonder if he stretched out his hand or a cup whenever Peter said, look on us. So they're moving along. He's sitting at the gate and they're like, hey, look on us. Oh man, yeah, y'all got something for me. Hallelujah. I also wonder what he looked like whenever Peter said, silver and gold have I none. You know, being a blessed person, and I was reading one deal where it talked about the reason that he did go there is because the Jew in Judaism, they understood that if you gave alms, then the favor of God was on you. Amen. And so he knew that and took advantage of it and went there. Because he knew, look, these are church going people. They believe in God. They're blessed. They'll give me alms because they understand that God will bless them if they do this. Right? And so him saying, silver and gold have I none, a lot of people were like, well, he's broke. Obviously, we don't know who Peter and John and the disciples are, or Jesus. Because each one of them had their own business whenever God called them. You think they just got rid of their business? Amen. So, but you go around, like, I carry cash sometimes. I do. And if God tells me to give this person 100, and then he tells me to give them 1,000, and then he tells me to give them $5, well, now all of a sudden all my cash is gone. So now I'm going to have to wait till I get back home or to an ATM or to the bank to get more cash out. Amen. So how do you think Peter and John were? You think they're stingy?
No.
Because whenever you're a blessed person, which is all of us, because the blessing of God is on who? Us. Me. Hallelujah. So once you start handing out money, all of a sudden it's gone. That's why he's like, hey, silver and gold, we don't have it anymore. We already gave it out. But such as I have, I'll give it to you. Y'all got me sidetracked. Okay. I wonder what he looked like whenever Peter told him, look, we don't have anything. We don't have any money. Why'd you tell me to look at you then, crazy? What? What, you out here to mess with me too? Everybody else is picking on me. What do you want? This man would have been satisfied with a little bit of money. Yeah. Right? But since Peter and John was able to get his expectancy up, faith was released and he got a lot more than just money. Yeah. He actually got what he needed. He actually got what would help him continue through life and to be able to get into overflow. Because now he's able to work and do what God asked him to do. But sitting outside, he was just a beggar. But now, I got my legs. Now, I can do something. Hallelujah. Man, we got a lot. Okay. Some people are often ready to settle for much less than what God wants to give them. And their low expectations often rob them. Amen. Because if you think about it, how did he act though? I wonder what he looked like whenever they said, look, silver and gold I don't have. Why did you tell me to look at you then? I wonder if he'd have been like that, if he would have been able to receive anything. I wonder. Amen. But he didn't allow that influence him to make his decision to start bad-mouthing them. These bunch of crazy people out here. Why telling me to look at them? They ain't got nothing. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, we're not crazy. Some of y'all's like, I ain't saying that because you might be crazy. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. We might have seen or might have even heard the lame man complain whenever Paul said, we don't have any money to give you, right? I wonder if we'd have been there if he was complaining. I doubt it, because he actually received his healing. Right? Didn't he? Didn't we just read it? Yes, we did. I agree. So he obviously wasn't complaining about it. Amen. I wonder if he used, you don't care about me. Look at this trouble I'm in. Silver and gold I don't have. Why are you telling me to look at you, man? You don't see the trouble I'm going through right now? I can't even work or nothing. I ain't ate for 4 days. What are you going to do? Can you help me? Do something. Where are my notes? Because there's a couple things I want to read. I'll read this real fast. He was daily taken to sit outside a gate known as the Gate of Beautiful, right? The giving of alms, oh, here it is, was perceived as something that gained one favor with God. So this man was carried to a place where he was most likely to find generous people. Interesting that he knew where to go to find generous people. So whenever people come to a church, what are we? We should be generous people. They should know that they can come to church and not be full of hypocrites like they all want to say. Amen. People backbiting. People talking about everybody else. Amen. Hallelujah. He sat there day after day and year after year, receiving quick fixes. Receiving quick fixes. Yeah, amen. He sat there day after day, year after year, receiving quick fixes. Just something that'll sustain him for a day or so. That's it. That was it. I don't want a quick fix. Something that'll sustain me and keep me and so that I'm able to continue moving forwards. He sat and watched others who could walk with joy and excitement would enter the temple to meet God and offer prayers and experience God's intervention in their lives. Day after day, he's watching people. Day after day. Day after day, he's sitting at the gate called Beautiful, begging alms and looking at people being able to go in to worship God. That really says something. You really need to think about that. For at least 40 years, day in and day out. Amen. What was the other believers doing? Giving him a quick fix. See, whenever we want to help family out, we're doing them an injustice just to give them money or just to help them do this or that, because a lot of times it's a quick fix. I'm not saying don't help family. Amen. Should have heard a better amen than that. Because my mom and dad, y'all know, I didn't make very much, so I had to sell, which I didn't want to, but I had to sell some of my guns to my parents so that we had money to buy some groceries. Amen. So, I mean, you can say what you want to say. I've been on the bottom, but now I'm not there anymore, and this place is a lot better. Amen. But I sold it to my parents so that I didn't want to ask them for money. That's why. I'm sure they would have, but I didn't want that. Amen. Because it's up to us, right? If we're not getting in the Word and doing what God asked us to do, and we're just running around asking everybody for money, what are we really doing? We're looking for a quick fix. That's all we're doing. If we're running from bank to bank to bank to bank asking for a loan, what are we doing? Amen. Should have heard a better amen than that. We're looking for a quick fix. But what's the Word of God going to do about the situation? I'm not saying getting loans is bad. Y'all understand me? Amen. Because I got a loan on that truck. Amen. Only had to pay half price. Hallelujah. But we did it. Amen. But if we're just constantly doing that and not trying to grow, not trying to push and move forwards, we're looking for quick fixes. We're looking for something to sustain us right now. That way we don't have to deal with it later on. But yet we're going to see it in about a month or two. Amen. Peter and John wanted something greater than just supporting the man in his condition. Amen. And that's what we need to do. Amen. We want to be able to do more than to just support somebody in their condition. There was this one lady, she was driving down the road and saw this homeless lady walking down the road, and the Spirit of God on the inside of her said, go pick her up. And so she did exactly that. Went and picked her up. And then, amen, because the blessing of God's on us. And then she went and got her an apartment, and then furnished the apartment, and then bought her a bunch of clothes, and then got her established and on her feet, and she started working a job. Hey, man. So there are some people. So see, just giving her money wouldn't have done nothing for her. But teaching her the Word of God, she didn't just do that. She picked her up and made sure she was able to get underneath the Word of God, get some teaching on the inside of her. That way she's able to develop in the Word of God and to move forward. Amen. Amen. So just giving somebody money a lot of times does more harm than it does good. It really does. But you give them the Word of God, it'll sustain them for the rest of their life. Peter and John... He said, look, silver and gold I don't have, but such as I have, I'd underline that, such as I have. See, whatever you have is what you give to people. So what are we giving to people then? What does that look like? What are we giving to people every day? At job, family, whoever it is. Are we giving them hate? Are we not being very nice? Are we being short? Are we being gossips? Are we just doing whatever we want to do? Amen. He said, such as I have. So obviously, there was something on the inside of him that he had, which all of us have. It's the Spirit of God. Amen. And the authority that Jesus gave us before he left. And we're seated at the right hand of God, ain't we? But we have the authority in the name of Jesus here on earth, don't we? To use it. Say amen, because we do. Regardless if you believe it or not, we do have it. And if we don't use it, that's our fault, not his. Because he said, here, I've gave you this. Now, if we choose to not accept something, that's my fault. I can't blame him or them or them for this. I can't. Because I had the same opportunity to receive it just like everybody else does. But I chose not to. But he said, silver and gold I don't have, but such as I have. Such as I have give I thee. In the name. In the name. Not the name. You ever notice that? In. See, it's in the name of Jesus. You ought to look up the names of God in the Bible. And actually read them and study them and see what they mean. Hallelujah. Because they got specific purposes for each name. And so he says, in the name. In the name. In the name. In the name of Jesus. The thing that he took on the cross, that he took on his body for each and every one of us. In that name. Get up and walk. And all of a sudden, the ankle bones, the feet, whatever was messed up, lined up to the Word of God immediately. They functioned exactly how God designed them to function. Right? They obviously did, because it says that he was leaping and walking and doing what? praising God. Well, you can't leap and walk if you're crippled. A few things real fast. The man did four things. Verse 5, he expected. Amen? He expected. He got his focus off of the world system, off the way the world handles things and does things. He got his eyes off of that. Amen. Should have heard a better amen than that. He got his eyes off of the world system and the world's way of doing things. Because the world's way is, it's going to take us a lot of surgeries. I'm going to have to put these braces on your legs. You're going to have to walk with these canes or crutches for the rest of your life, maybe. But at least you'll walk. So he had to get his eyes off of that. Amen. Right? And on who? On God. Number two, he acted. Say acted. He acted upon what he heard. Didn't he? Verse 7 says that he got up and began leaping, walking, and doing what? So he acted upon it. So once we believe God, we pray about something, believe God for something, or speak over something, because there's a law of saying and there's a law of praying, right? For whosoever shall say, that's the law of saying, right? But whenever you pray, believe, that's praying, correct? Yes. Amen. Mark 11, 23 and 24, I believe. Amen. So there's the two laws, right? So once we do that, it belongs to who? Amen. Some of y'all's like, I don't know who. Say me.
Me.
Amen. Because we put our faith on it, correct? We believe God for it. Amen. Our expectancy's up to receive something. What does that mean? Thank you, God. That belongs to me. Amen. So a lot of times we pray like this. Amen. I hope that comes to pass. We don't. It's everybody else that didn't show up. Amen. I'm joking. I'm joking. Amen. What number was we on? Okay, number three. He entered. It's the accent. Sorry. Entered, however you want to say it, the temple. The temple. Amen. Right? He entered it. Well, how'd he enter it? Crawling? Walking. He entered. He didn't just say, thank y'all for my healing, about face and took off. Number four, he began praising God. He began praising God. Amen. Amen. The difference between him and us is we believe we have it before we see it naturally. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that means once I believe God for something and I say amen, it's mine and I have it now. And so now I'm praising God for it. Well, it don't make sense. You don't have it yet. Yeah, I do. Just because you're unable to see it doesn't mean I don't have it. Because amen means so be it. And my faith is on it. And God said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you'll receive it. It belongs to you. Take it. Amen. He began praising God, right? Amen. Verse 8, and he leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Amen. And all the people saw him walking and praising what? Amen. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with what? Wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Holy cow, how'd that happen? First off, why are you going to church and now you're trying to ask what happened? So they obviously, Peter and John didn't just wake up one day and the Holy Ghost filled them up. They had a part to play in it as well. They had to be in front of God. They had to be praying and worshiping God to be able to be full. That way he said, what I do have, though, it's going to affect you for the rest of your life. And it'll help you. That way that this begging that the world sees, that doesn't belong to you. We're going to do this God's way. And so now when everybody sees you, they'll ask, and you can point them directly to the one who did it. God did this for me. Just like that truck outside, God brought that truck to me. I'm telling you, half price for a vehicle with 7,000 miles on it. It's not me. I wouldn't have known how to do that if I even tried to think about it. But God placed the opportunity in front of me. I didn't want to dodge. Ask Chelsea, because she even said, you ought to look at that truck. I don't want to dodge. Chelsea, are you crazy? But once I found out it had 7,000 miles and the price, I said, I like Dodges. Hallelujah. Dodge is my best friend. His focus was so off because he allowed what he was told his whole life to get on the inside of him. That's why we shouldn't just allow what people say to affect us. Because what they say has no authority over my life unless I give it to them. Not only that, you're not God. You're not. I know who I am in Christ. I'm not going to allow what you're saying to affect me because I know who I am in Christ. I know what belongs to me as being a covenant person, as being a joint heir. And Peter and John knew it and needed to get him to shift his focus from the government and the world's way of providing for him and get his focus on the ability of God. The ability of God. Amen? Focus is a point of concentration, a direction, attention. A direction, a directed attention. Amen? I'm going to stop because it's... Well, we're good. Amen. That's why I'm going to stop. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we do love, thank you and praise you and magnify your holy name. And we do thank you, Father God. We'll continue to meditate upon your word. We'll continue to grow in it. And I thank you, Father God, such as I have, give I thee. I thank you, Father God, that we'll start giving out what you placed on the inside of us. We'll continue to nurture it, not only nurture it, but to grow it, Father God. That way, whenever a situation like this pops up, we'll be able to point them to who the healer is, who the provider is, and the God's system, what the God's system looks like is. If that makes perfect sense to me, I don't know if y'all understood it or not. Amen. And so, Father God, we do thank you for it, and we praise you for it, and give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Me and Chelsea...